We expect to hear stories like that one from New Orleans, just as we revel in tales of old New York or historic Philadelphia. But what about that stretch of America between Ellis Island and the Liberty Bell? When did you last hear a yarn about historic, romantic New Jersey? The Garden State, lacking a mega metropolis of its own, is at a disadvantage. But for those keeping score at home, chalk one up for Jersey. The state now has its own encyclopedia, whose co-editor, Mark Mappin of Rutgers University, argues that for too long, New Jersey's narrative has been expropriated by the twin Goliaths it calls neighbors.
Edmund Wilson said there are two major cities in New Jersey, New York and Philadelphia.
Of course, neither one of which is actually in,
of course,
in New Jersey.
Wake up in the shadow of New York and go to sleep in the shadow of Philadelphia.
Well, now New Jersey has its own encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about this project, how it began, and what it's supposed to accomplish.
Well, it began when I saw the Encyclopedia of New York City and thought that New Jersey needed something like that to tell its story. And after much effort, after 9 years, it was completed.
Is the Encyclopedia of New Jersey organized alphabetically?
Absolutely, from A for Absecon to Z for zinc mining.
Absecon.
Mm-hmm.
Near Atlantic City.
Right.
Apart from it being the home of a golf resort, what else goes on in Absecon?
Well, they have a very nice restored lighthouse, one of the earliest lighthouses built.
And zinc mining?
Well, Thomas Edison, among other people, mined zinc in New Jersey until we ran out of zinc.
I was surprised to find on the website that describes the encyclopedia that the Kalmyk, K-A-L-M-Y-K,
right,
people, who are actually from the shores of the Caspian Sea, Mongolian people, they're an entry in the Encyclopedia of New Jersey.
Absolutely. They're a very important ethnic group here. They were involved in World War II and seemed to have chosen the wrong side, and so they fled, and most of them settled in New Jersey near Lakewood, and they have a very thriving community down there.
Who are some of the great New Jerseyans that we learned about in the Encyclopedia?
Well, it depends. We like to claim anybody who spent some time here, so not necessarily born in New Jersey. Thomas A. Edison was very famous, and Woodrow Wilson came here. Annie Oakley actually lived here for an important part of her life and regarded it as her home. And Frank Sinatra, Bon Jovi.
Bruce Springsteen would
yes,
be very much identified
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah. Count Basie, Stephen Crane. Sarah Vaughan, Albert Einstein, we claim him.
We should say Albert Einstein spent the last years of his life at Princeton at the Institute for Advanced Studies.
But it's still enough of a part of his life that we can put him in the encyclopedia.
Some historical facts, apart from individuals about New Jersey, are interesting articles that you might direct our attention to.
Mm-hmm. Well, New Jersey has more horses per capita than any other state of the Union, or as I like to say, from a horse's perspective, fewer human beings per horse than any place else.
Are you sure we're not going to get lots of email from people in Kentucky or Maryland that New Jersey is solid on this figure, that it's more horses per capita than...
I will defend that figure. That statistic comes from horse experts in New Jersey.
Some years ago, a friend theorized to me that he didn't think of the absence of an encyclopedia being New Jersey's problem, but the lack of enough songs about New Jersey was the problem.
Yes, that is a real problem. We do not have a state song.
Nor a lot of songs that mention New Jersey or Newark or Hoboken or...
There are some very obscure songs. There is a song called I Met a Peach in Orange, New Jersey in Apple Blossom Time. Very obscure.
I think you have found a song no one's heard of here.
You are correct on that score.
Well, Dr. Mappin, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
Mark Mappin, who is co-editor of the Encyclopedia of New Jersey, which was published today.